Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Emma McCarthy.
Il mio pensiero va in questo momento alle care popolazioni di Pakistan.
The unfolding tragedy of Pakistan's flood victims was the focus of a renewed appeal by Pope Benedict XVI this Wednesday to the international community.
Che ha provocato numerosissime vittime.
Speaking from his hilltop summer residence in Castel Gandolfo, the Pope said, "My thoughts go at this time to the dear people of Pakistan, recently hit by severe flooding which has caused many victims and left many families homeless." He went on to say, "As I entrust to the merciful goodness of God all those who are tragically gone, I express my spiritual closeness to their families and all who suffer because of this disaster."
Che non manchi a nostri, questi nostri fratelli.
He continued, "Our solidarity and the concrete aid of the international community must not be lacking to these our sorely tried brothers and sisters."
The situation is really bad beyond what we can imagine sitting here.
Tasneen Aslam Khan is Pakistan's ambassador to Italy. She says the proportions of this disaster are overwhelming.
3.5 million children are at the risk of dying because of diarrhea and cholera unless assistance reaches them quickly, that is medical assistance and clean drinking water facility and food. And already skin problems are rampant, and we would again appeal to the world to help us, because no country on earth can overcome a catastrophe of this level on its own. We unfortunately we haven't seen that kind of assistance being mobilized, at least from the continental Europe. Britain has given about £42 million, but the rest of the European countries, although aid in small doses have come, but not at this which is something that is commensurate with the scale of the disasters.
The Holy Father's appeal came at the end of his catechesis this week, dedicated to the figure of Pope Saint Pius X. Over 2,000 pilgrims packed into the papal palace's inner courtyard for this Wednesday audience, while 50 kilometres north of the Alban Hills in a hot St. Peter's Square, thousands more followed the Pope's words on giant screens.
My dear brothers and sisters, today we recall Pope St. Pius X, whose feast we celebrate this coming Saturday. He left an indelible mark in very many aspects of the Church's life and activity, his overarching goal being to renew all things in Christ through our intimate personal union with our Savior. By Pope St. Pius' prayers, may we grow daily in love for Christ and help open others to his love. God's upon the blessings upon you all.
Pope Benedict XVI's next public appointment is this Sunday for the recitation of the traditional midday Angelus. I'm Emma McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.